morning. If you would, turn your book to page 806. 806. 15 verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
I like to stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
Before we go to God in prayer this morning, please turn to your book to page 607. 670. See verses 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
I need the every God's gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine, and gifts of all.
Shall we pray? Our most kind, loving, and gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for giving us another day, for allowing us to rise from our beds this morning, to be able to marvel at the beauty that you have created as we go out and we look at all the things that you have blessed us with, all the things that you have created, Heavenly Father. So thankful unto you for all that you do for us, Heavenly Father. We're also thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this avenue of prayer, allowing us to come to you, Heavenly Father, to come to you in our times of need, Heavenly Father, times of sorrow, our times of joy, Heavenly Father. Just allowing us to be thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, to be able to allow you to handle all the things that we experience in this life, Heavenly Father, that we cannot do on our own, Heavenly Father. For we know it's through thy grace that we are able to go throughout this life, Heavenly Father, to deal with all the things that we deal with. We know it is you being by our side each and every step of the way, Heavenly Father. We're also thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for just allowing us to get through this pandemic. We can see that things that are improving. We know that it was through just prayer that you brought us through this. Pray that you will, you know, you be with all those that have suffered loss, that have lost loved ones, that you continue to comfort them, that you be with those that are still recovering. And we're just so grateful for just knowing that one day, Heavenly Father, that you're going to allow this world to kind of return back to a normal way of life. Us pray, Heavenly Father, that you will be with all those that were mentioned sick. We have an extensive list, Heavenly Father. We know that our health is so important to us, Heavenly Father, and that you will be with all those that are under the weather, Heavenly Father, that are recovering, that they will receive the care that is needed so they can be returned to their much wanted health. That you will be with those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, that you continue to comfort them as they deal with their loss, Heavenly Father. Pray that you will be with the leaders of this congregation as they continue to tend to the needs of this congregation, to the needs of the building, Heavenly Father, as they continue to monitor all the safety guidelines, Heavenly Father, that they continue to keep us safe as we attend worship service, Heavenly Father, and we're so appreciative of that, appreciative of all those that volunteer each and every morning, Heavenly Father, to make sure that we are safe. We also pray that you will be with our brother Skippy as he prepares to bring us the morning lesson. We pray that we will give him our much undivided attention. We know that the effort that he puts into bringing forth our lessons each and every week, Heavenly Father, pray that which we learn that we can apply to our daily lives, Heavenly Father. And we tell you, Heavenly Father, to just continue to be with this world. Continue to wrap your comforting arms around this world. We see so much in this world, so much evil, Heavenly Father. We've seen the mass shootings. And we pray that you will be with all the victims, be with their families, and that you will help this world to love each other, to follow the example that you have put forth for us, Heavenly Father. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you will watch us as we prepare to begin this new week. We know that you will be by our sides, Heavenly Father, and that you will just keep us safe, that you will help us to follow the proper example, Heavenly Father, that we will deal with anything that we face in a manner that will be pleasing in thy sight. For these things that we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name, amen.
Before we participate in the Lord's Supper this morning, please turn the hymn book to page 296. 296. Sing verses 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
What we do here this morning is probably one of the most important things as Christians and as the children of God that we can do. For what we do now is that we are about to commune with our Lord Jesus Christ. And in doing so, we remember his death his burial and his resurrection. He gave us the example of how we should commune with him by the bread, which represents his body that was broken, and the fruit of the vine, which represents his blood. At this time, it's clear your mind of all the thoughts of the world, whatever you have going on in your life. For this time is a holy time that we use to remember our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's thank him for the bread and the sacrifice that he made. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice that your Son made. We thank you that we have this time to commune with you, for we love you, we adore you. You gave your life for us that we might be able to be with you. Father, we ask that as we partake of this bread, as we bring it in to our bodies, we ask that it melts our heart and gives us the life that we need, that you provide. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us bow and give thanks for the fruit of the vine. O kind Father in heaven, we humbly bow with graceful and grateful hearts, thanking you for the precious blood of Christ Jesus that washes away our sin and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It is in his name we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen.
Has everyone been served that needs to be served? If you need to be served again, please raise your hand. I see no hands. So we are going to move on to Another commandment that we've been given is to give back as we have been prospered. But it's more than being prospered. It's being the fact that we have an opportunity to show our love back to our God, who has shown us such mercy and such grace, and has given us so much that we may continue the work of His church. Let's bow in prayer and thank Him for our gifts. Father, we thank You that we're able to give back a portion of what we have. Father, it's never going to be enough to show our love to You. It's never going to be enough to prove that we love You so much. For You have indeed filled our cups till it overflows. Father, let us always count our blessings and give to those who are in need whenever they are in need. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would mark your hymn books to page 920. That will be our song of encouragement this morning. After marking that, please turn to page 392. See verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
If the skies above you are gray, you are filled so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray, all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see my prayer, trust in His promises grand. Sing, heaven. He hath me, Christ, long to the whole trust Him, who will heal me, will keep your soul that long. Be faithful to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. If we hope and trust Him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing,
The lesson title this morning is Achieving Holiness While in a Fallen World. And the scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 through 16. I have the New King James translation. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy. Brother Norm.
Good morning. Truly, God has once again blessed us to see a day that we never seen before, to come to His house to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see those who are here and visiting with us. We do count you as our honored guests. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this morning. I just want to take this time out just to thank this congregation for your prayers for on behalf of last week, and just want to thank the leaders for allowing us to go to Benton, Arkansas to eulogize a member that had lived over 100 years old, and he was married for over 68 years. But also, we just want to thank you for your prayers on behalf of our grandson, Cortland, who had surgery on last Tuesday, and everything went well with that. So just continue to pray for me and my family. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, we just again thank you for this day and for your blessings. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to assemble ourselves together this morning. Lord, as we're about to go into your word, that we focus upon your word and what it has to say to us in our situation. At the conclusion of this message, Lord, just pray that you just give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me your word, the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But also I want to thank Brother Nick for filling in on last Sunday as well. Achieving holiness while living in a fallen world. How many times have you thought how easy it is to live for Jesus, to pray, to read His word, to treat others as God wants us to treat them, to live a holy life when you are in worship? Well, the question comes, why is it so much easier to live for Jesus when we are at service than when we leave this place? The world around us is not too pure. One of the most difficult things for Christians can be trying to stay pure. And I believe that this gets more difficult as time passes by because of the way society it is today. But God has called us to be different. He has called us to live our lives as chosen ones who belong to Him. And remember, as we study in 1 Peter, we find that this book was written, and it was written to those who were being persecuted, those who suffered great loss because of their faith. Peter is trying to encourage them not to leave the faith and to stay strong. It's hard to stay unstained by the world. It's hard not to fall prey to the temptations that the world has to offer. And so we hear what we should do. We hear what we should not do. We know what happens when we follow the patterns of the world. Because James says something in James 1:27. He says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. But notice this, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So what do you do to keep yourself pure and clean, unstained by the world? So today we're going to look to God's word for achieving holiness while living in this fallen world. If we're going to achieve holiness while living in this fallen world, I suggest to you, number one, is that we must be mentally focused. We have to be mentally focused. Look there at verse number 13. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, most anything in life we endeavor to do takes a certain amount of mental focus. You must be focused on the task at hand. If you're going to hit a free throw, You must be mentally focused on what you are doing. Many times we struggle. Many times we fail in our efforts to stay clean, to stay pure in this world, because we are not mentally prepared to do it. In verse 13, what we find is that Peter gives us three things to do in verse 13. Number one, we are first told to prepare the mind for action. In other words, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. During Jesus' day, people would wear a long robe. And if they were going to run, and if they were going to do any hard work, they would take the bottom part of the robe and they would pull it into their belt so that they could run, so that they could work. And the implication of this phrase is that we are to prepare our mind for some tough activities. And today we would say that we need to roll up our sleeves. The word action implies the action that we are preparing our minds for is action that will be to our benefit if we carry them out. Peter said, prepare your mind for action. That means turn your mind to doing something, being active, serving, and working to get rid of loose and sloppy thinking, to bring the rational and reflective power of your mind under control. See, we must guard what we let in our minds, and we must watch our thoughts process. Because, see, right thinking doesn't happen without thinking in the right direction. People are thinking all of the time,
But that doesn't mean that they have right thinking. When I look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 5, he says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity. Notice this, every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then we need, not only are we told to prepare our mind for action, but the second thing that we see in verse number 13 is that we are told is that we are to keep sober in spirit. What do you mean? The word sober means to be balanced, steady, self-restraint. A sober spirit is one that is able to consider matters in a careful and sensible way, so to make wise decisions. A person who is sober in spirit does not let any pursuit in life take them away from their focus on Jesus. We are called to avoid things that would result in loss of mental and spiritual self-control. But then the third thing that we see in verse 13 is that we encourage to do is to fix our hope completely on the grace brought to us at the revelation of Jesus. And this is an appeal to the will from Peter, and because he has told us a lot about God's grace. He greeted us with grace. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 2, he told us of the grace that came to us in Jesus, predicated by the, predicted by the prophets in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 10. But now he goes further, writing of the grace that is brought to you when Jesus comes back. See, the only way that we will be able to stand before Jesus on that day is because of the unmerited favor that he gives and will give to all of us. See, grace isn't just for the past when we gave our lives to Jesus. Grace, it isn't only for the present when we live each moment standing in his grace, but it's also for the future when grace will be brought to you and I. That brings hope. And hope is not just a matter of emotion, but obedience to hope can change our behavior. When we are dealing with sin issues, we can hope to overcome them. But that hope alone will not help us to overcome. We will have to actively rely on God. We will need to pray a lot. We need to be self-disciplined. And if we feel that we have no hope of overcoming a sin, listen to me, we will be defeated. You got to have hope. And you got to have hope in Almighty God. And so we are called to fix our hope completely on the grace brought to us by Jesus. So if we're going to achieve a holiness while living in a fallen world, number one, we said we must be mentally focused. But then number two, is that we must have a pattern of behavior that is pure. Look at verse 14 and 15. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts of your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation in the way that you live. And so the pattern of behavior that we establish will go a long way in determining if we'll be able to keep ourselves clean while living in this fallen world. The obedience spoken of here is the obedience that follows conversion. Obedience is one of the foundations to clean living and personal holiness. We are told again, as obedient children, we are not to be conformed to the former lusts which were ours in, notice this, our ignorance. When you are a child of God, you ought to know better now. And so we need to understand, as a child of God, you got to break off with the lifestyle of the world. You are in the world, but you are not to live of the world. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Church, listen, this is one of the conditions we must fulfill before we can be holy in our conduct. You see, we got to understand that we have to stop behaving like the world. We got to stop behaving like the world. And so we have to stop reacting to the things like unconverted people do. Children of God, we have a new pattern to follow. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." The old things that pass away include the old pattern of life. You are not live the way you used to live. You're living a different life. You're living a new life. You see, listen, we will have the same problems with sin if we do not establish new patterns of life. If we go back to the same thing we have done, guess what? You're going to get the same result. Peter tells us that we are to be holy in our behavior. The word be, it means to become. We are to become holy in all our behavior. And so if we're going to achieve holiness while living in a fallen world, you got to be mentally focused. Number two, you got to have a pattern of behavior that is pure. But then thirdly, finally, you got to follow the right example. You got to follow the right example. Look at verse 15 and 16 as we look at this. He says, "But as he which hath called you holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Role models are important to us. And I believe we all try many times to seek them out. But listen, too many times, what happens is that we compare ourselves to other people to gauge how we are doing. Too many times we look to the wrong people and places for our examples. And if you are looking at people for your example, guess what? You're going to be disappointed. If we as Christians, if we call on a holy God for help, then we must understand that we call on a God who shows no partiality and will judge our conduct. We are called to be holy because God is holy. God is not asking us to be what he is not. For us to be holy is to be God-like. And so one may say, well, you know, I can never be holy. I'm just not made that way. Well, let me remind you of whose image we are made. We are made in the very image of Almighty God. We are built specifically for holiness. Why? Because that is our design. To be less than holy as God is holy is to fall short of what you and I are built for. We are called to be like our Heavenly Father. And so we need to understand he is holy. We are called to be holy. People will disappoint you. But I'm glad to know that God will not. God will not disappoint any of us. And so if you are a child of God, you are to live a holy life regardless of how the rest of the world lives. Y'all hear that? Regardless of how other people live, how other people are doing, you have a responsibility to live the way God wants you to live. Because when you stand before that great God of heaven, you can't stand before him and say, Lord, you know, I tried, but so and so. No, God is going to look at you. You're going to have to answer for yourself. And so, church, to be holy simply means to be set apart. We are called to be perfecting holiness as we live our lives. Let me give you last scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. He says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So if we're going to live a life that is pleasing to God, we must be mentally focused. We must have a pattern of behavior that is pure, and we must follow the right example. Who is the right example? Jesus Christ said, I left you example. And you need to follow in his steps. So the question comes this morning. Are you following Jesus? If you're not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, God wants you to follow his son. Because of the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus gave his life so that we might have a right to the tree of life. You heard a portion of God's word. Believe it to be true. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, repent of your sin. Luke 13:3-5, confess Jesus as the son of God. Matthew 10:32-33, go into the water of grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, when you come out of that water, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Then you live your life. Live your life the way God wants you to live. And then one of these old days, when this old world comes to an end, When God calls you from labor to reward, you'll hear him say, well done. That good and faithful servant, thou been faithful over a few things. Come and I make you rule over many. If you're here a Christian, maybe you have not been living like God wants you to live. Now is the time to make it right. Don't leave this place unprepared to meet God. This may be the last time you have upon the face of this earth. The decision is yours. While we stand and sing the song of invitation, won't you come?
Let us pray. Kind Father in heaven, we indeed thankful unto you for allowing us to rise up this morning, congregate here and conduct this worship service. Pray that each one that have attended have been edified with the service that we have offered up to you, and even that listening to the message presented unto us by Brother Skippy. And may we apply those things to our lives each day as we live the Christian life. Father, we also want to be pray at this time for all of those that are listed on the, in the bulletin each week. Continue to bless each one, and may they be may you shower down upon them with your tender love and mercy and care. Many, according to your will, can be restored to their health. Father, those that are traveling, may your blessing be with them. May they be able to pray that they have reached their destination safe and sound. And as they return to us, may your blessing be with them, and they can come back and be able to come here and being able to serve here at this congregation and also the family. As we're about to depart, may your blessing be with each one of us until we meet again. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen.